Hello. Before we get started, I'd like to update you all regarding the second part of the finale. As of the day I'm recording this, June 16th, 2025, the finale part 2 is mostly done, but we'll need some finishing touches that we just didn't have time to include before the usual release schedule the day that you're listening to this. That being said, since it's the final episode of the series, there isn't much reason to release it strictly on the bi-weekly Tuesday schedule, so instead, we'll be releasing it at our usual noon Eastern time on whatever day it happens to be ready, so please keep your eyes out for that since it may not be on the usual bi-weekly Tuesday. Additionally, while I mentioned it in the episode description of the last one of these talkbacks, it's strongly encouraged that you listen to these talkbacks in their video form, since the subtitles help isolate from the conversations taking place over the original audio. You can find the link to our YouTube channel in the episode description, or just search Dunsparce and Drampa on YouTube. All that to say, please enjoy the episode talkback for episode 2, Fast Friends.
Welcome to the Calyrex Game Corners Pokemon D&D campaign.
Welcome to the second featuring ever Jacob Director's Cut? Talkback? I don't know what we're calling it. It's one of those.
Title work in progress.
Yeah. I'm not alone. I'm joined by Squids and Garby and Honeybee, but not Grache. Grache has a headache, so will not be joining us.
My name is Rich, and I'm the game master.
Let's see what happens. I know that this is where we meet Cookie. And
is it this early? Holy.
And this is where Sam is
introduced.
Cookie
was the first catch.
Yeah, Cookie's the first catch.
The Lily very end of this episode is when we determined Quacko Paco.
Was it here? It might have been here. Yeah.
It's either this one or the next one.
Because we go by, like, you call us the Schmidt Pack, and then Quacko gets, like, a crit or something. I'm like, we should be the Quacko Paco.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out what happens.
Quacko's sick. Further notice.
Bunch of tourists are rushing. How iconic that was to be the Quacko Paco. I mean, that's the entire identity. Pretty fun.
Pretty close to Kmart, run by Kay. He also has had a pretty traumatic day. He lost his friend Pablo the Pichu. And so they rise out of hiding from behind their booth with a face of defiance and solemn duty. He declares to the public, Pablo, we've been through a lot today, but the people in Pokemon need us more than ever. And he hands Pablo two copper wires, and Pablo makes a cheer and sparks up his cheeks, sends current through these wires, and there's a tiny little dinky neon open sign on the counter that lights up. It seems like he's open for business, and he's trying to help people who need goods from Kmart. Other merchants, unlike Kay and Pablo, are beginning to tear down out of fear and exhaustion. What would you like to do?
I would probably go check on my grandparents.
Okay, their booth is a little ways away, so you're going to start making movement. I will check in with everyone else's actions first.
I think I want to do something in a similar vein, but they're probably a ways away. I was going to look for the people from my company to see if they're around, if everyone's okay.
Sure. Do you go to the hotel?
Last time we talked about this was post all the kidnapping stuff?
Yeah.
Because I think the hotel's a bit
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, this is like right after all the.
Yeah, right after it happened. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Afterwards. Yeah, it's been a while for us, but for your characters, it's basically just ended. The police are just kind of rounding things up.
How? Do you guys
thanks, Rich, from the past, explaining the same exact question.
Do you guys remember how long of a gap we had between playing session one and session two?
Well, would the hotel have a phone?
I don't. I feel like it was like.
Knowing us, it was probably a. Was it? Because it feels like it's probably been a little longer.
Was it like a. Maybe 2 weeks instead of 1 week because you're trying to play weekly or something.
Maybe. Who knows?
I feel like hotel complaining about how it was really soon.
Okay. Yeah. It might have just been a week. Who knows? There is a way to find out. If we really dig through the Discord, we can probably find it.
At this hotel, there's two people now instead of one.
Oh, and that's the first dice roll edit right there. That was where I was like, I'm going to put in dice rolls.
At the desk who are either trying to get rooms because they can't leave or they're trying to get...
And I'm not going to be as vocally of a hater of myself this time, but understand every time I open my mouth, I am going to be...
got it.
I can't wait to crap on myself the whole time.
Like maps and brochures and pamphlets.
Nothing wrong with being your biggest hater.
Yeah. Trying to figure out what they're kind of ideal, I think.
They say haters are your motivators, so your own motivation is pretty good.
Go home if they're from far away. You hear some people discussing. Well, like,
this was my solution to Mauville, which is the capital, forcing the party to stick together. Was you can't leave. So I'm there's probably
you're trapped, losers.
Other
better travel together.
Probably.
What else are you gonna do?
There's probably other things you can do, but it just seemed easy and simple, and it just worked. I don't know.
You're like, well, And cats may as well stick together. You're stuck.
Well, plenty of tables do the silent contract thing of like, well, we could leave, but we're playing a game, you know. But it's fun to put in the story a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a hard one to paint, though, you know?
It is.
You are forced into each other. It's like, there is the social contract is, there's nothing wrong with that. The little silent contract above table. Like, yeah, we're going to play as a party because we're all sitting at the same table together.
Right.
For saving Pablo, I literally couldn't do this without him. And he kind of gestured.
The relationships just build over time, and that's what becomes like more memorable. But like the background gym thing to like get out of the territory became kind of like, it wasn't as important of an objective. Like doing the gyms was like just something that we just wanted to do as players anyway. That
to level up, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, oh, this is like an easy way to like point out like we're gonna do combat now, like without it being some kind of like life or death situation.
Yeah, to be fair, actually that's a great point. A lot of the Paco's combats, if they wasn't in a gym, it was life or death. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, we were literally exactly. It was just like, yep, if we're not in this safe space, we could die. Like,
and yet Elodie still wanted to cheat at the Rustboro gym. Can't believe it.
One point of HP to get.
Quadrants to get torrent on grape juice.
Yeah.
Wanted to slap grape juice.
But that's like the same as like hitting your own Pokemon with like a water move to proc what's it called in VGC, like, you know what I mean? Or like hitting
like
yourself
Storm Drain,
intentionally,
like, yeah, stuff like that. I mean,
steam engine.
And if it was in a life or death battle, I would say go for it, but it was a gym and I feel like you can't just slap your mon in a gym. I don't know.
It was a good-hearted pat on the back.
Yeah.
Tries to keep his lip firm, and then he just exhales. And
slap of encouragement. Nothing wrong with that.
And again, he gestures to the.
It's like when football players hit each other's butts. They're doing damage to get their
for motivation.
Rock their stats.
That's totally the same thing.
He's like, thanks, but I got Blaze now. Let's go.
Football players got Blaze, dude.
Yeah.
Pulls out a tray of cookies. And they're cookies. Like, they're little chocolate chip cookies, and he's like,
here are the cookies.
Pablo made these, they're so good.
I'm also getting to learn some of the phrases my brain defaults to while improvising while listening to this, which I can recognize I've been doing for years. One of them is kind of gestures to, is something that I've said a lot. When an NPC kind of gestures to something, that's my.
Dude, everyone's got their public speaking phrases, man.
Yeah, it's funny.
At least that one's kind of more subtle.
Yeah.
They are not at their booth. The booth of berries is almost devoid of them, there's not really any in there. And it seems like that their till, where they were keeping all of their money, is gone. Find a photograph, framed photograph.
Their till.
That didn't end up being important at all, but I guess I just didn't want you guys getting a lot of money.
They have no. Yeah, you just like wanted to avoid us getting money.
Yeah, probably.
Quick, rob the register! The parents, the grandparents are gone! Get them!
I would posit as the DM that I don't think NRG took the register. I bet some scoundrel during the chaos probably took it.
Oh, yeah. The looters. The looters.
What is the name of the Bellsprout? The family Bellsprout.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. Excellent. What in month and day is Cindy's birthday?
September something.
All right.
You
September
got it.
16th.
Well, I didn't. At the time, I didn't have a date picked out.
Oh, I thought you did.
Oh, that's my sister's birthday.
Oh, yeah. No, but I said September, and I think, Richie, you gave me, like, you were like, how do you feel about the 16th? And I'm like, sure.
Yeah,
literally my sister's birthday. Very funny.
My real birthday is in September as well. That's why I was like, well, September... It's a big deal.
I just needed a combination lock code. So I wanted to move stuff
where it seems like just like all their stuff is just removed as well as they are.
Cool. I probably panicked.
Oh, the audio quality is.
It's crazy.
So bad.
Oh, yeah.
It's different. Yeah.
It is so different.
Some new friends slash someone you know.
My voice sounds like super cringy.
Well, it sounds like you're like
funny what a little bit of money does.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then be like, okay, now what do I do? And go find friends.
Well, I think I was also like, so I have a headset with like a built-in mic, and that's what I was using at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It sounds like your microphone is like a good distance away from you.
Yeah, which is funny.
No, it's like a headset, like attached, like microphone attached.
It's the classic cat ear headset, right?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
That I haven't been wearing the cat ears on. And it's starting to go. One of my ears is like cutting in and out with sound, so I need to get a new one.
That was a pretty cheap headset, though, so it's pretty understandable.
That was a Razer headset, right?
They have their heads down.
No.
No. Which is some cheap ass Amazon headset.
Gotcha.
With silicone cat ears that you can take off.
Mm-hmm.
The redhead guy says, we've been searching the
place. I actually now have a Razer headset. I get a Barracuda. But I don't have the microphone plugged in. Because we just have standing mics, so why would we?
I thought like the standard cat ear headset was a Razer one, but they are just thinking. Don't ask me why I know that.
Razer has a cat ear headset. They just also make cheap ones.
Oh, hey, Gimli, have
this is very good feedback for the listeners.
Yeah, it's what it's all about.
We don't know. That's just it. We don't know. And they gesture to the booth and they say, all like goods are gone.
Oh, yeah, the Razer cat ear headset, $100.
Hard to get. We don't know. There's no way to
the cracking kitten V2s. You want the ectoplasma looking cat ear headset because it's like green and black.
Oh damn.
I like my pink one.
I know, it's the Razer colors.
I forgot you got two people to look for. Well, I know that we're all in this together. We're all going to be stuck here for a while.
Oh, they do have a pink one, actually.
I was talking with the friends at the motel, and it seems like we all
have... Yeah, why would they here until the alienate the female population? You know, pink tax.
They have a pink and white one, but they also have a white and pink one.
And that is fine, but I know that you're on a bit of a mission, so we don't want...
Great director's commentary, guys. Here we go. I'm sending this link.
Hell yeah.
Okay, great.
No near all ears.
Just like a normal session where we just talk
send about each other.
Yeah, there's the link so that Jacob can also pick up a set for himself.
Honestly, oh, thank you. I was needing.
Get
some new headphones.
Schmidt, I need you to make another perception check.
Of course, the pink and white ones are more expensive.
Eight.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones are on sale. Anyway, sorry.
Just outside the hotel, you see a police officer and a majestic, beautiful Arcanine that's very similar to the one that you saved from the thief's hideout.
Similar. It could be the same one.
Like perhaps.
But
I really thought when we were doing the Return to Mauville City arc that that was the first time we saw a police Arcanine. I totally forgot that there was one at the very beginning.
One of them you there was one them before. It's more when we were in Fortree too, right?
Oh, was there? Oh, probably. He's a mixture of sadness and rage. Always doing police dogs, for sure.
Yeah, I think whenever they rolled up to us and we were at the witch's hut.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is. It's a woman who has like explosive, huge red hair that kind of spans out in all directions like a maple leaf. She has like an air about her. Like she's very important.
Who's this character?
And they're having some sort of quiet conversation, and the police are kind of
important person whose hair is red and explodes out like a maple leaf.
You see a very stressed out Cindy.
Flannery.
It's Flannery.
Swordbird.
Hell yeah!
Definitely Swordbird.
Why is he here?
Cookies.
Oh my god!
Charisma.
The party reunites.
I can't pay for these things.
So has anyone noticed that there's like people missing?
Schmidt communicates gym bad challenge.
Okay.
And he's like, we gotta get out of here. I'm going to take on the league. Never in my life did I think I'd be a Pokemon trainer, but here I am.
Here we are.
Ooh, that's fun.
And as you say that, you see the good.
Yeah, I said that pretty early on.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, like, never in my life I thought I'd be a Pokemon trainer.
Trainers in a very
typical here we are.
Fashion are just so spearheaded and simple, and they're just like, two Fortree, and they're just going marching on to Route 121. You've all gathered, and there's six cookies. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Good cookie suggestion.
You all just went through a lot. Does anyone want a cookie?
Classic Elodie move.
Takes a cookie and quietly munches on it with like a pouty face. Great. Does anyone else
do? I'm all right, love. Thank you, though.
What kind of cookies?
They're chocolate chip.
Chocolate is bad for my complexion.
Classic.
Didn't you get inspiration for this?
I think so.
You made me chirp. I'll give you the first inspiration.
Yeah, I stopped handing out much inspiration. That's too bad. It's but hilarious. Yeah, it was really good.
Okay.
It's role playing in character, and that's what I asked for. So thank you.
Yeah, what an insane thing to say in a good way. I love it. It's totally crazy.
Like, I think it's funny because it's like, I pressed and asked a question about the cookies first. It wasn't just like,
oh, it's chocolate, can't do it.
Yeah, Schmidt probably wasn't going to have it either way, but
yeah, you would have said the same thing. Actually, vanilla is bad for my complexion.
Sugar, terrible for my complexion.
That's awesome.
It seemed like they got taken. I might still want to check
their
farm.
Oh, I
your microphone is on the other side of the room, dog.
You might be wearing the headset, and then the mic is like on your webcam or something.
No. Yeah.
Oh, it's a laptop mic.
Yeah.
Geographically, the farm is very.
It could have been.
Physically.
No, the headset has like a microphone attached.
Yeah, but Discord,
Can still Discord just, like, might have whatever.
Yeah.
They just kind of choose. Easy. Just
be a couple. Picked a different input.
I feel like if it was my computer mic, though, you would hear much more of CJ. Because we were in the same, I think we were still in the same room.
Depends on how good Discord compressor was back in 2021.
Jungle, go to Fortune, go south, and then you'll be at the crux.
That's crazy to think it's been like so long. 4 years.
Okay, so yeah, go with them. Pretty crazy.
Since I would know.
I thought I knew it'd be more than one. I didn't think it'd be more than two, but I guess it's four. So that's fine.
Yeah, I do be having.
I am notorious.
That's fine.
No, I meant that seriously. The tone was bad, but no. I am notorious for underestimating 121 gaming durations. For
yeah,
sure.
Most of the things. Yeah. Oh, we're gonna do one shot takes four sessions. Yeah. All right.
I'm pretty bad at that.
That's been a problem for everyone running one shots though. Like, it was just a matter of like not understanding how long combat actually takes is really the problem that stems from. Combat's going to take 3 sessions minimum, typically, depending on the size. Like, just is.
Yeah.
Unless it's like actually like a super quick encounter, like they're going to take a while. Because
or if you play 6 hour sessions, right? So.
Right.
Yeah, I think
that's what most people are used to.
Yeah, for one shots, because it's usually like that's what you're doing. Yeah.
For the third time. On the only accessible path out of Lily Cove, which is Route 121.
When you do it in bursts of like two, you just triple the amount of time everything takes. Like, that's all it is. 30 minutes ago, you saw a bunch of just assume everything takes 6 hours, and then if you break it into two, it's 3 sessions. It's an easy assumption. We learned.
Yeah.
It took us several years to figure that out, but.
Who are not at the festival who are coming eastward to determine what was happening.
Yeah, I managed to make the NRG one a two-shot, but like, it was just two combats, basically. There's like no puzzles. There's very little RP. Like, it was just like two little combats.
You were given 5 premier balls. You are on a journey. If you'd like.
But also the like desert one shot we did, like the one of the puzzles took us like forever.
Yeah, which one was that?
Evie's yellow collar.
Oh, in the one shot. Yeah, Evie's yellow collar.
Forever. Yeah. We just,
I was like, Rich is gonna drop us after that one. We're like, this group can't do nothing.
It was legit 45 minutes. It's so sad, but I never recorded that because holy shit, dude.
Funny.
You'll never forget that riddle now, though.
What you do see
no, is I've already forgotten it.
No, you haven't.
Oh, yeah, the solution to it.
I know the solution, yeah. And you're
looking at oh, my this gosh. Thing, you're trying
to put it out for the listeners. Or like Patreon or something. Just like post it. Be like,
they'll figure it out right away. It's fine.
That's true. I guess. Okay. It seems like
a little extra. We're too dumb. It's fine. It's what makes us entertaining.
Like, it's like the novelty. We were pretending in character. We just couldn't do it.
We like dropped the RP at one point. We were actually like just talking to each other.
Like, all right, gang, no more RP, lock in.
We literally started going through like the national Pokédex in order. Like, does it fit this Pokemon? How about this one? What about this one? What about this one?
Roll a Pokemon handling.
Pretty funny.
It took us forever.
I think diplomacy would be.
That is the second never in my life I've said.
Yeah. That's just Schmidt's energy. He's like, I've never wanted to do this.
I guess so, yeah.
14, 15, what Pokemon handling are you? Oh, is this for Cookie?
This is Cookie.
It's Cookie. Oh, away from you,
so it tilts up. But you don't know it's a Goomy yet. You just see a rock.
A little purple blob with like adorable little green cheeks looks up at you and goes blah, and it shoots a bubble in your face. It's not a painful bubble, but it's just a little watery, goopy bubble slides up to your face and pop like that, and then it falls back under the rock.
Very sweet.
I want it. How do I catch it?
You could do it several different ways. You could try and talk to it and persuade it. You could maybe give it something that it wants.
I showed you guys the encounter table for this route, right?
Yes.
I think you did, yeah.
Yeah,
I think I sent it to the Discord as well.
Okay. I feel like Gumi munching on my cookie really slowly because
I thought it was equally as likely as any of the other encounters, but I definitely didn't think I would give it a homebrew evolution for sure at this point.
That was about to be my question. Like, how far in advance did you know about the homebrews?
Like, not at all. Well, that's a lie. Bean, I knew for sure. But Bean was like kind of set up to be that way. Mm-hmm. The rest of them, nope, did not know. Just
takes it from your hand. The Oricorio pretty early on. On your
hand. Yeah. And it chooses. I had a feeling. I was like, well, how is it going to change forms? And like, can we do something creative or interesting with it? So I had Liz draw me that really basic looking bird.
17.
That was pretty cool.
1 point higher than the full health catch DC.
My favorite was Breakdancing Landorus. So.
Yeah.
Is there more cookies in there?
It was perfect for that point in the game, too.
Bops its face against the center of the premier ball, and you have caught yourself a Gumi.
Wahoo!
So cute!
Do you gonna name it?
Yeah.
My goodness. Cookie!
Very sweet.
Cookie!
Very sweet.
Your new entourage.
Later on, you guys, I mostly give you like a session to come up with the name. But I put you on the spot there.
Yeah, because Selena comes up. Doesn't
just fed it a cookie.
It does, yeah.
Send it out and say, "Everyone, meet my new friend." Or what's your play here?
I probably would walk out and be like, "That was easy. I made a friend."
What'd you get?
A cookie.
A cookie.
Very classic.
It is likely that Cindy would not know what it is, and that Elodie would. I'm assuming that Elodie would inform Cindy of what.
Cindy not have a Pokedex?
And Pokedexes are expensive, and yeah, you don't have them. But you do have regional knowledge, so. While this is happening, you see two young trainers. They look like ace trainers. They're two ladies in their late teens, maybe early 20s. One has blonde hair, one has black hair. And they have sporty little trainer hats on, and they're kind of marching on. They're like, "Ah, this place was a bust. Let's go back to Fortree." And the blonde-haired one says, "Yeah, I guess we missed all the fun, huh? I'm gonna go to the Rite of Learning and hopefully teach my buddy here some new moves." And she has
the Rite of Learning
green and yellow dog.
What the heck is that? That's not canon.
She's like, "Hey, that's right, buddy. I'm thinking about maybe we can teach you Fire Feint or something." And the dog barks in glee. And they continue marching down the route. You are now like.
You said green and yellow dog?
Yeah, what Pokemon is that?
Electrike!
Yeah.
Electrike.
Okay.
What were you picturing?
My brain was caught up on Manectric.
The little one is green.
Shit, I'm bad at this in real life.
The subtitle's censored.
You can take your time.
Look up, pick up line, that's fine.
You know what, actually? Roll first. Roll charisma
roll
first.
Roll for pickup line?
Yeah, because
roll for pickup line.
Because that'll help you determine like what you say.
Nine.
You go up to these two girls who admittedly look really cute and really strong. Like they
I've completely forgotten about this entire interaction.
Me too.
This is the beginning of Schmidt's date, like pickup
charisma vibes.
Dating arc. Yeah.
They keep marching down the route.
Yeah, that sounds about
right. He'd laid it down on Winona pretty early too.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I don't know.
That's true. You did lock it in with Winona.
I feel like I had to with Winona. Like, it was the flying type gym.
It's like,
right?
You like birds, I like birds. We should hook up.
And 100 sessions later, she's going to help you out. So.
Yeah.
It's true.
Oh my god, hook up during the boss battle.
Oh my god, yeah. That's a good use of action economy for sure.
Serious voice dictating the story.
Schmidt, like, gets a nosebleed and looks at like, what?
It's like River and Beckett 2.0.
Yeah. Just kidding. Retroactive. That didn't happen.
I think we keep on keeping on, right?
Sure. I need.
I've never said that in my life.
Keep on keeping on.
Not IRL. It's like, man, just gotta keep on keeping on, dude. Never just let's get you through a tough shift.
It does sound like a Schmidt thing. I
believe it. Keep on keeping on, man.
At his corporate office job, that's probably like on a poster in the break room or something.
Just gotta grind it out, you know. Gotta have the grind set, the grussle.
Yeah.
The grussle. Cool,
like, yeah.
Awesome.
McHavish doesn't say that, but it sounds like it's like.
Imagine if I had introduced Pokemon talking at that point and never dropped it.
I'm just like, yeah, I'm good, everybody. But we lost the cookies. Oh god.
No.
They just slow us down, anyways.
As the cookies slow you down.
Yes.
That's excellent. That's hilarious. As your Milcery floats up to check on you, it gets sucker punched Whatever you tripped on is now upset that you tripped on it.
Oh no.
There's
what was this?
This is Talanded, I think.
No. Really? Head.
This is Izzy, yeah.
Let me see. Dealing just 5 damage.
Oh, okay.
Is that cut down from resistance? Is it actually a sucker punch?
It's not actually a sucker punch. I'm just describing it's a more simple attack. But
Is it Izzy already? Tripping on a rock?
Yeah.
I didn't
little brown
no.
bug. You seem to
it's a bug.
Disturbed its little hiding
it's an Ikeda.
And it has its wings open, it's flaring them, it's hissing at you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Y'all didn't want to catch that. Makes sense.
Mean to trip on you.
Imagine if y'all had
like a people.
Imagine if y'all had Shed a Shedinja. Yeah. Or a
remember that one encounter Ninjas. That we had with Ninjask and Shedinja that we just kind of blew the fuck up.
Yeah. And then Cindy has a Shedinja still, right? Or did you turn that in?
This little bug of the ground. Turns
I think
around
I still have him.
Hell yeah. Maybe he's coming handy. Who knows?
And Shedinja, a Trubbish, a Kyogre. I'm just collecting Pokemon that are not mine.
Yeah.
And there's there's like 3 of them on the ground, right?
Of yeah, there are 3 left.
And starts munching on one, and it is loving it. Just having such a great time.
If you really
yeah, can I try
it?
And investigate what it is?
Yeah, go for it.
Why are my rolls so high today? That is a 21.
We never said that 21. Shit again, ever.
Yeah, ever. That was it. It was done.
What it is? You know it's a bug type. But your friend Cindy peeps up and says, oh, I know. That's an Ikeda.
Really putting a lot of emphasis on the regional.
Yeah.
It's an Ikeda, because she doesn't like bugs.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I was trying it out. I don't know.
I think I'm just going to leave this guy be. Cool. No offense to the Ninkata.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Ninkata's very offended.
So does everyone.
And that's Cindy's canonical. Doesn't
I
like
actually,
bugs.
I actually thought the same thing I just said.
I was about to say it too.
I was like, holy shit. Oh that's my god. Crazy. It's like, that's me.
imagine that.
Holy.
This one. I have a feeling that we'll be doing that a lot as we listen back to these.
Just so much.
You'll be reacting in exactly the same way that you
yeah,
did.
Yeah, I was
ago.
Like, oh shit, guys, I'm not witty. I just, it's just, I'm consistent.
And but like, Cindy's response to like not liking bugs is drawn from Misty, who was like my inspiration for the character.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She also does not like bugs, right?
Yeah.
I'm not, that's correct. I'm like, okay.
No, that's correct. Yep.
She ended up liking Butterfree.
And the
yeah.
Father said,
yeah. And Cindy ended up liking Larvesta.
Yeah.
So.
The
yeah.
rainiest route in the region. And during the growth. Season, it's just raining for months.
Oh, yeah.
One bug is not growth.
That's growth. That's
yeah.
growth.
Let's just sit down here and hopefully it cools off soon.
So, did you guys have any theories about the drought on Route 121 before you figured out the cause?
You think we have a fucking brain cell, dude?
No, I mean, like, any guesses, or like, you're just like, oh, it's hot, and that's just the vibe.
Well, yeah, we're just like, yep, nothing to see here, and then fails perception check and keeps walking.
Yeah, yeah. That is the pack.
Like, I know you want us to have this intrigue because you're like, oh, what could it be? It's like, we have zero brain cells.
No thoughts. You said it's hot, and I'm like, cool. It is hot.
Sounds good. Man, it sure is hot for some reason. Oh, man.
Wow, that sucks.
That's awesome.
It's like when it's raining outside. I don't ask why it's raining
no,
outside.
No, it's because we should,
raining.
Because as people who have all played the game, even you, like, we walked through that area, and it's like, it's supposed to be raining. Like,
well,
very consistently
I set up those NPCs to literally do that in front of the party. Be like, why isn't it rainy? It's supposed to be raining. So I was hoping that would do it, but I guess that's fine. I was discovering the expectations of the Paco at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, the subtle hints. Yeah. It's like, nope. Don't even think about it.
Is that the autism? They're not picking up on hints and social cues? Or the underlying meaning of the... Path.
And there's a sign that says Route 120, and appended to the sign, someone has posted a note, and it's laminated. And
I forgot this note.
Any credible research regarding spontaneous
for the...
on Route 120.
Oh. Yeah, this is what sent us to the Weather Institute.
Right, right.
Pokemon recently captured on Route 120.
You gotta really thunk us on the head with like this kind of stuff.
I forgot that I did this, and I'm glad I did. A little incentive right when you have balls to catch stuff. I think that's great. Good job, me.
Hell yeah.
A bunch of Pokemon that are like hanging out in
That's a good first route, you know.
Which is now a puddle, and then there's a path straight ahead.
As long as the encounters are fun. Really exposed. Which Natu is a shitty encounter. Everyone hates Natu.
It was not Natu itself. It was just. We still had the PTSD from the one shot.
Oh, true.
Properly harvest berries and would want to show. It's like before you touch anything and kind of show them how it's done.
Okay. Sure.
Let me show you how to pick berries off this bush, guys.
This is just true.
It's very difficult.
This is just something that you do. Gimli, how do you pay attention to this?
Yes.
Roll intelligence.
19.
Yeah.
Actually, 18. Might as well, but that's fine.
You absorb that information. You manage to find 5 delicious berries from this little berry tree that is overlooking this pond. Thankfully, you have Cindy with you. So Cindy will have no problem identifying that 3 of them.
Can anyone, probably not, but I'm going to ask, can anyone visualize this exact pond on this exact route like I can?
As a fire type trainer, I'd probably want to see if there are any fire type Pokemon on the road, if I can get some money for some.
There's an NPC there who also hands out berries, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly. It's just the southwestern corner of the route.
The second one, I got a 5.
Little lake.
Like right there next to where you get Registeel?
Yes, it's south of that. Yeah.
As you kind of like tilt your gaze over the horizon, you don't notice.
There's a reason I chose Hoenn, and I've said it a lot, but it's because I just have a very vivid childhood formation brain thoughts and visions of the region. So I knew that I could improvise pretty much anything because of how much time I spent in there. In the entirety of Gen 4, I never got Diamond or Pearl, and so I was like playing Emerald the whole time. I just kept playing it and restarting it and playing it, and just I played that game a lot. So.
Wants to eat cabbage.
I'm grabbing cabbage out of the air and holding it close to me.
The lizard is not a fan of this, and it hisses at you. It seems
Here's Izzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Izzy.
It was attracted to cabbage's sweet scent.
Because I kind of started this.
Okay, solely.
Which is how you attract encounters in the game.
Roll a d20.
It also makes particular sense for Izzy being like the pheromone lizard, you know, would be like, ooh, something smells good.
Yeah, that's cool. We'll deal with that.
Great. Up first is this little dark lizard. It is clawing to get at cabbage because it just smells so tasty. It goes for
crazy that Cindy got the first 2 catches like before anyone else.
In the same episode,
right out the gate. Yeah.
This early is so wild.
And Gimli didn't get any until after Fortree, right?
Yeah.
So Trevor,
my first one was Tortle.
Oh, Tortle. Right. Was that before the gym or no?
That was before the gym.
Maybe
because it was the turtle the
before we got
to
the city proper, I think, right?
Next Pokemon to attack
it. I thought we backtracked to the
I remember backtrack too, but I don't remember.
Unidentified.
Who knows, we'll find out. We're listening.
It was before the gyms for sure.
I think it's
either way. Trevor's got a goaded matchup, so
I'm presuming. So if I hit it with a fire move, I might not kill it. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna ember.
Okay.
Or Soli's gonna ember.
You have advantage, so you
Cindy's gonna ember.
Hell yeah.
Cindy's definitely gonna ember.
I don't know, does it?
I don't know. It's our sunlight, right?
Okay, well, I got a 6.
Nerd figured out her stuff.
What did I say?
I don't know. Nerd figured out yourself.
Yeah, I think it was that. We love Schmidt.
Hell
yeah. I've gotten 1 or 2 comments in like the first dozen or so episodes on Spotify that are like, does Schmidt get better?
That's so funny.
It's pretty funny. And I don't usually spoil it, but the answer to that is yes. Definitely.
A little more potent than it
is. But that's on the Reddit too. Like somebody's like, I love the campaign, but I don't know.
It's I think it's well played, IMO. I think it's a good. It's good. It leaves a lot for development and makes more impactful storytelling.
Exude a purple smoke out of its flank. It's going to request that Soli make a Constitution save.
One of my favorite recent Spotify comments, not about this episode, it was about the Regirock puzzle. It was just straight up like a. Actually, it was like, well, you put rock as the type that is drawn into a Pokemon that is of every type, but technically freeze dry is too, so you should have included that. And I was like, hell yeah, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, you got that.
Bringing up the guns.
There
you
go for it.
I love that. That's great.
18.
Yeah, that hits. Yeah, this Salandit takes big hit from the very sweet, sweet smelling Elodie. Not Elodie. Cabbage.
I just smells so good, dude.
I've been doing that.
looks at this thing that's trying to eat it, catches it a little bit.
But also, like, I did the same thing where I'm like, I'm going to use Ember. I mean, Soli is going to use.
Looks like it's getting a little annoyed. It's the shift from, like, D&D to Pokemon D&D, right?
Yep, totally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Because it's still, like, my action is this character using this, like, using the move.
I'll be curious to see when we start implementing the two, the extra attack vibe, because I definitely didn't intend it to be like D&D 5e level 5 vibes, because a lot of classes at level 5 in 5e get extra attack, and
this meal isn't worth the trouble.
I just forget when we implemented that.
Points of poison damage and slammed it.
Probably just when we were ready. I don't know. It just made sense.
No, because it's like we had to.
I mean, it's not gone, but.
Because I think it was initially like one action, one movement per like Pokemon.
Yeah, something like
that.
And
then we started getting like three Pokemon, and we're like, we got to put a cap on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, there's no way you can do all this in 6 seconds.
Yeah, that was the logic. Yeah.
Is the Salandit, which direction is it running?
It's running north.
Is it like running away from us, or?
Yeah, so you came over from the west and you're starting to head north, and this thing came from the north and is running back north.
I will try to bowl Rock and Roll in front of its escape path.
Bowling won't be mentioned again for quite a while.
True. It is in my lore that we do bowling.
Yeah, you can add your
the lore drop.
You're bowling. Do advantage. Roll twice.
But also, like, vague lore. Like, it is in my lore that we do bowl. What?
Yeah. Like, it's true, though. I wrote that in session zero. It was established.
Yeah, bowl. I wrote three paragraphs.
Just, like,
one of them was about bowling.
That.
Still trying to get away. It doesn't stop in its tracks, but it's a little startled. It's like, why did this rock just roll in front of me? It's still mobbing. The next time it has its turn, it will be gone.
I'll jump in this initiative.
Yeah. We're just going to throw you in because we're not going to roll because Lizzie. It gets back to its turn. It's gone.
Hello?
So. True.
Hello?
Hello, Grachi. Right.
Lizzie.
Glizzy.
Oh, that doesn't miss.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
how you doing?
A little damage.
I'm feeling a little better.
That's good. Cool. Right. We're listening to episode 2.
This thing is
very nice,
bloodied, so to speak. It's not actually bleeding, but it is oozing like a little purple liquid.
We're meeting Izzy for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Izzy already met Cookie.
It's still trying to get away.
Izzy's oozing.
Yeah, classic Izzy move, honestly.
Okay.
Should have been Uzi, honestly.
9.
You throw the ball, de-animizing laser catches this little slant. He's trying to make a getaway.
Ooh, de-animizing laser.
Yeah. Stop. I think I took that from Boarding Party.
That's
what it is, right? De-animizing laser.
Once.
It never came up again, I don't think.
Probably not.
And it dings close. You caught yourself a slant.
The DC was 9. I think that thing was low HP.
DC, exactly.
Yeah. It was.
Exactly.
You said it was bloodied.
Yeah. It had 4, okay.
And I need you to flip a coin.
I go up to Quacko. Like a high five.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Quacko MVP.
You go for high five.
Yeah.
You can roll for dex if you want, but you don't have to.
Sick. I want to roll for a high five.
Okay. You can roll both of your characters. Cindy.
I remember this because I made a Mario Party reference.
Mm.
Woohoo. Okay.
Oh.
Does that have an effect?
I gave you much better odds on female Salandit than the games.
Yeah,
do.
You said flip a coin.
Yeah. Other than 90-10. Holy moly.
Well, Quacko crit and Schmidt get a 14.
Cool.
Crit high five.
Yeah,
crit high five. Let's go.
Greatest high five he's ever delivered.
Do you have an idea?
Can I get like $3 from it, like Mario Party?
No.
You know, awesome.
Where did this money come from, bro?
Do you want to describe it?
If it was with a Meowth, yes, you would.
I think webbed feet is funny while he's flying.
You know, like Mario Party.
Yeah.
One of the Switch ones.
Which one? Super? Yeah. Awesome. Super? You and their partner would high five?
After a minigame and get coins.
Yeah. You get money. Bond, right? Yeah.
So when they connect with your hand, they let out a really resonant snap, and it kind of echoes throughout the route. It's pretty epic. Okay. The snap seems to turn, since you all just got this huge auditory information, you seem to notice. In return, maybe it's been happening this whole time, maybe you just noticed it because of the snap, but a little ways off down the route, you hear what sounds like someone's shouting in rhythm, and after they shout, there's a little clap. They're like,
oh, I forgot about him.
We gotta check that out.
Are you running up there?
Mary, we gotta check it out.
Heal for a second? Okay.
Very bittersweet.
I mean, yeah.
I would ask
again. I had the exact same reaction.
God. God, you and you are on the same page. It's crazy.
This is the kind of thing where it's like your thief making a self check. It's like, all right, like whatever. So yeah, you find the Pecha Berry, And Gimli can remove it from his inventory and feed it to Sully. And Sully's cured of poison, still has all of its damage, though. You have three Pokemon, Cindy. That's pretty cool. You're pretty strong. anyways, so what you see is a guy. He's probably in his late teens, early 20s. Like a lot
I'm
of
gonna cry.
Yeah.
He's not wearing a shirt. Kind of slow, kind of muscular. He's got like blue-green hair, and it's spiked up. It almost looks like it's gelled up, but it's probably just his sweat. And he's standing like a power.
I also had, I had no idea what his fate was either until it happened.
And
so
he punches one of them out.
Very sad.
And then he retracts and he punches the other one out. And as he's doing that, he's saying like, "Power, go, fight, win." Power, power.
He was so powerful.
He was.
Words of affirmation. He's like, pride.
He was so powerful.
Power, victory, and he's like, he's like.
This was an homage to Dungeons and Daddies.
Serpentine creatures. They're blue and they have
one. They're all the characters are dads, and one of them has twins, Lark and Sparrow. And they do. They're you meet them and they're punching trees. They're doing shit like that.
When he says like, power, fight, the snake goes like. And they're like doing it, and it's like a call and response. Like it's almost musical. Like you could dance to it. And it seems like they're undergoing some sort of training.
I'm gonna just be like, hello. What are you doing?
Okay.
I'm going to grab Elodie, and be like, he looks very busy. Let's keep going.
Soli's probably.
Imagine if we just like never talked to him.
Soli's still
yeah.
Vibing.
That's true.
So he notices the commotion, but he turns his head, but he's still like.
I feel like he still would have come back.
But he isn't.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I mean,
because he's so powerful.
There's a reason yes. that I plugged him in early because I wanted a new Windstrike kid, and I thought it would be funny.
I don't think I realized that it was a new Windstrike kid. I thought it was supposed to be the one that was in Victory Road.
No, it was a new one.
Vince in Pokemon combat. And he keeps
No. We're just passing through. You keep doing what you're doing, bud. You're doing a great job.
If all you right. did battle him, his team sweetie. Sucked. It was Thunderwave and Rap. Like that's all it was. And he with Tutratini, it would have been awful.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Rap, Thunderwave, power, power.
Yeah, it would have been that. Oh, and he also had a bit where he would announce the wrong move. He would say, "Use Thunderwave," and then they use Rap. That was going to be his thing.
I'll see you later.
pretty funny.
His blue snakes, and he says, "Power!"
And then his snakes grew up.
They did. That's true.
And the snakes are like, "Bear, bear," and they're like just destroying trees. Like,
I like how they were Pride and Prejudice, but he just keeps saying Pride over and over again.
Yeah, I was probably looking at my notes and trying to improvise words.
Are you taking the?
Were they Pride and Prejudice by this point, or did that come later?
No, they were.
Okay.
Riverbank path.
One of the more developed NPCs early on, for sure.
It's a little cramped. The trees aren't quite as full of life because it hasn't rained in months. So they're kind of drooped over. You'd walk like two by two.
Do you meet him again until Meteor Falls?
You could just enter the jungle to walk, but
we met him
outside of a gym somewhere.
Mm. Yeah.
Quacko have a hard time.
Like we definitely see him again in brief experience, and then
because all the trees are dying.
Meteor Falls.
Take the river path because I don't want to get jumped again.
Right, but do you think the heat will affect us?
I don't want to get jumped again.
On a personal
no, you see, if everyone just unbuttons their shirt one button, like, it'll cool you off. And we'll be...
pretty
so
good.
Funny.
Yeah.
One of them's a fire trainer, so I think she's fine.
Alright, we can take the
like fire. I mean, I don't
just because they like fire doesn't mean they don't get hot.
She screams from the distance.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Decision making via role playing.
Cross the room, just in the corner. Hot.
The riverbank, the river's mostly dried up. It's just a little creek, and you see all sorts of.
Were we using the same mic? No, I feel like we were just in the same room.
You're in the same room.
We were in the same room. Yeah. So we had to like do some like weird microphone balancing and stuff. It was really bad. We didn't have any soundproofing. Like it was just horrible.
Another woman.
Horrible setup.
In her early 20s. She's a long
who is tail, this?
Sam!
Tail, and it's
whoa!
Cap.
Whoa!
She is dressed.
Listen,
for
when
like
you had that art commission to Sam, I was like, well, if I saw that picture at the time, I would have known she was evil.
Well,
she didn't have villain hair in my head. In my head canon.
Is it villain hair?
Three little floating clouds that are chirping and they're pecking at her.
Maybe it's villain hair, who knows?
It gives villain energy.
Can we help you, ma'am?
Did I just say damsel in distress?
You did.
Ew. Oh man. Ew.
Stop, like, ask if she's okay.
Cool. What does Schmidt do?
I'm gonna smack it with an aerial ace, but the one that's closest to her.
Mac it.
That's like bothering her.
Sure.
I also there's not something guy said ever.
The one that is
smack. Yeah.
Smack.
Schmack.
You were just in the character. Like, you were you're playing Schmidt.
This is also like, I don't know, COVID. I was in a weird spot.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Absolutely.
I forgot that, like, this, we started this still in, like, COVID.
Lockdown, yeah.
Oh, sick.
I would like to ask.
We're so good at performance.
You did 7.
Grouchy and Squids. This is. Okay, cool. There are 3 Swablu
and
here.
11.
2 of them were caught. Yeah, can either of you give me lore about the 3rd Swablu that got away?
And, yeah,
oh God!
Swatted by Quacko's leak seems to be.
He went to train on the mountains.
Still being pestered by
because he needed to become stronger on his own.
That is fleeing.
Because his entire family was taken from him.
Very sad.
We're gonna have to. The big bad evil guy is the 3rd Swablu.
Schmidt.
All this time.
The lady. He's just gonna YOLO a Pokeball at it.
Okay.
Like, I'm gonna catch this first try.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
He wants to make a good impression on the lady.
The lady.
That's an 8.
An 8.
Lady.
Are there any modifiers on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you're I have a hidden one based on HP, but also your Pokemon handling, which you should be proficient in naturally. So you get a plus 2. Yeah, you throw the ball.
Yeah, so 11.
You throw your one of your premier balls, but sure to erase it off your sheet.
I don't know if I was ever consistent about throwing a ball being dex or Pokemon handling. I feel like I flip-flopped on that quite a bit.
I will say, now that it's over, I will reveal, I was awful about keeping track of inventory of what balls I had.
Oh, damn.
Like, had or had not used.
Still one more.
Oh, I don't. I like at old list. I loved keeping a spreadsheet. I can't lie to you. It made it so much easier.
Yeah. Nerd.
Got a 19.
Sorry.
Listen, you just had an awful spreadsheet. So I don't want to hear it from you.
My spreadsheet is chaos.
It was just for one Pokemon. It was crazy. Crazy take.
This is a skill challenge.
Even my character sheet is just atrocious.
So
bad.
Cindy. This one's kind of on you.
Yeah, I guess we're going to ember.
All right. You're going to ember the target that's in front of her face?
Yes.
Okay, roll me dex.
I got a 4.
You singe this kind young lady's cheek with a little bit of fire.
No.
She says, oh, why did you do that? And she just kind of flails and she...
Starting my villain arc, lighting people on fire.
Yeah, I guess this is the first friendly fire, isn't it? Or did you do it in episode 1 already?
No,
I don't think so.
No, didn't I hit... I hit Gimli in episode 1 in the net. I'm like, I'm going to try to burn the ropes then in the net that he's caught in and burn him.
Damn, pretty consistent then.
Sweet scent on an actual move. Would that give me like advantage on like a catch roll?
Totally.
Okay, then I'm going to do that.
Okay, what's the save?
Charisma, and it's 12.
All right, it works. This little bird got a 7. It is so, it's almost high on the sense that what scent did Cabbage pick for the sweet scent?
Guys, I'm so annoying to my IRL table. Whenever our bard uses Healing Word or Vicious Mockery, I'm like, what'd you say? What did you say? And so I feel like this is also expressed in me asking what the scent or flavor is for Cabbage's sweet scent.
I don't think that's annoying. Like, I like the aspect of, like, you should say something.
Yeah, it feels different when I'm not the DM. It feels like I'm just being a badger. But
oh, wow, you're a player? Yeah, that's fucking annoying.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, as like as a DM, that's a good prompt. But
one of my friends gave me like a roll your own Shakespeare insult card to use when I did Vicious Mockery, because I played a bard at one point and I was constantly Vicious Mockery and like Tasha's Hideous Laughter were like my go-to moves. So I was constantly throwing insults.
She has a look of gratitude on her face, but she's also kind of like, I'm...
I like Healing Word especially because it suggests that it would be one word.
Sparkles that frame her intensely blue eyes. Expedition outfits, her cargo...
Power!
Fuck!
Fuck!
Sticking out of the back pocket. Looks like she's got 2 Pokeballs on her belt. One is a Dusk Ball, and one is a ball that you've never seen before.
Mysterious ball.
Thanks. I guess. I don't know why they reacted.
Brought that up every opportunity you could.
What was in it? Who knows?
Yes! Smith's just like holding the Pokeball. He's like, I caught a Pokemon. I've never caught a Pokemon before in my life.
Very sweet starting moment with Patricia. Completely
forgotten about the woman he was trying to impress.
My name's Patricia, but my friends call me Sam. What are you all doing here?
We're on our way to the Four Tree City Gym. What are you doing out here?
Oh yeah, I just came from there. I'm out here trying to figure out what's going on with this heat wave. I describe myself as a bit of a problem solver, and I can't really say no to adventures like this. So I came down here, and I guess I got too close to the Swablu's nest or something. I think all
wait a fucking second.
Pokemon are aggravated by the heat, and she takes out a notebook and she starts scribbling some notes. She says, "Have you noticed anything strange on besides?"
Do you have a thought on why Sam was on the route?
Have the Pokemon be
Did
she make Torkoal sad Torkoal?
Well, oh, well, that probably makes more sense.
I didn't even know Slam.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking, like, if she's here to investigate it, I'm like, how the fuck does she not know?
She looks up from her notebook and she says,
she definitely knows.
It's NRG.
At this point, she knows.
Now I'm just exploring the region.
She was definitely testing stuff, too. It's very possible that she made Torkoal like that as, like, a test.
And she puts that makes more sense than wherever my head was.
Your canons are valid. My canon intention for this was that she did not personally fuck with Toidle. Toidle escaped from the magma hideout. And then once the drought popped up here, Energy went to investigate to be like, hold on, like, is this where that turtle went? And they went to go stop Toidle.
It's not like the other houses in Fort Tree, but I'm sure she's a good lady. I kind of want to talk to her, actually.
But if you have other canons, that is also valid, because that has never been expressly explained to the Paco in game.
Maybe she does. I just thought I'd check it out for myself, and I found some cool things.
That's why she wanted to go to the. We know now why she wanted to go to the witch's hut, because the witch has.
The Atlas stone.
The rock.
The rock.
Doing some reconnaissance.
Let me introduce you to
an excited.
Oh my god, the whole witch's hut thing, where it's like, there's a whole bunch of bones in the basement. That's cool. Like,
I just decided on a whim that Schmidt hates witches. I don't. That wasn't like something planned. That was just in the moment.
That's awesome.
Nope. No witches.
Hairdo on its ear that is
done with that.
Her pink hair, and she says, "This here's Frostbite." And Frostbite looks at you and goes, "Meh," and it seems like a pretty happy little Pokemon.
That's a good Sneasel sound. I stand by it.
And then it starts to sulk. And then she says, "Yeah, that's why I didn't have you battle with Swablu." And she says, "Come back."
We've mentioned this a couple times, but like, we did not hear most of the Pokemon sounds you made. Like, Discord would filter it out.
Yeah,
buddy. Another Pokemon too, but he's a bit ornery. And
he's ornery.
Yeah, it's like Frostbite would go. So most of the time,
he just does nothing. Okay.
I believe you.
To Fort Tree, this route's kind of dangerous. I'd be happy to.
Or we'd hear like the first millisecond of it. It'd be like, "Yeah, the Pokemon went meh."
Yeah, that'd be great.
And that's it. Yeah.
Then you fill in the blanks with your imagination.
The bridge, and you
of course
in the distance a sign that says,
"This is a
kind of away for a moment." But did we confirm whether Sneasel is male or female?
No, I never revealed it. And that was asked in the Discord today, as you're probably referencing.
Pokemon, thankfully, mm-hmm. A lot of activity.
Again, the Sneasel in the thumbnail is male, but I'm open to either. I don't really think it matters. Sam might, I mean, we'll listen. Sam might refer to Sneasel with a gendered pronoun, so we'll see.
Oh, isn't that cute? And she pulls out her notebook and starts drawing a little.
The bridge that you meet Sam on is canon. It's the same bridge in Gen 3 where you run into an invisible Kecleon and Steven approaches you and gives you the Devon scope.
And someone named Sam with a notebook who's drawing things. Okay.
Oh, you had the Samuel Oak theory, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Kira was editing this, this entire shit would have been cut out.
Like young Professor
Oak. You think so?
Movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody knows that Sam famously has pink hair.
I was definitely thinking about that.
Kira would not have this shit.
I didn't even realize that. That's smart. I guess his name's Samuel, huh?
Yeah.
Which episode is the one where, like, during the thing, I'm like, "Do you have a mermaid towel? A little mermaid towel?"
But I put it at the end. It was an outtake.
It's really funny.
My friends just called me Sam, but if you can call.
Oh no, this one I was in the bedroom while you were in the office. That we might have had to separate because I was folding laundry. That's why I asked.
He's just chilling. Yeah.
That's the Natu. Any interactions with this bird? No, he's just chilling.
and you
answer. That's good. We just leave them.
Well, nah, he's fine, dude. It is.
There are also plenty of like encounters where it's like this Pokemon's here. We're like, cool, finger guns, and walk away.
No, yeah, that's super valid. I mean, I'm seeding them so that you can choose, right? So it's just, it was just funny. More because Boarding Party did the exact same thing.
A big building in the center of town, which you can only assume is a gym. Interestingly, all these buildings I just described are in trees. There seems to be like the whole city is on an elevated walkway, like in the treetops. You climb up a ladder, and then everything is.
I love the idea of Fortree as like a first gym town because it's so iconic. It's so characteristic. I like it being like the intro to the adventure.
And Sam gestures, and she's like, "Welcome. I'm assuming this is most of your first time here." She says.
Everywhere. So Cindy's like, yeah, now I know all about this.
She says, yeah, if you
take on... I've lost every battle in my life at this point, but I've been all over the place.
Yeah. I know about these tree houses for sure.
They have a really strict policy that if one of you takes the challenge, that you can't tell any other trainers about what you saw in the gym until after they've done the challenge. I'm not really sure exactly how it works. I just have my Sinnoh badges, and she pulls out a little case, and she has four badges from the Sinnoh region.
She has Sinnoh badges.
I haven't tried the Hoenn challenge yet, but I know they're pretty strict on it, so just keep that in mind when you take the challenge.
Can we stop at like the Pokemon Center?
That might be a bit of a. It's slightly inconsistent. Maybe she took a trip, but
first things first. Let's get.
I definitely didn't have her lore fully set up here, but we did canonize that she was adopted by Giovanni as a child. So this kind of suggests she had to have gone back to Sinnoh to get those badges, which isn't impossible, I guess. That's pretty reasonable.
Welcome to the Fortree Pokemon Center. How may we help you?
Could I get my Milsuri healed, please?
Absolutely. And she takes your Pokeball and she says, anyone else like their Pokemon healed?
I give her all of mine.
I hand her Quacko because Quacko doesn't sit in a Pokeball.
Okay.
And then I also hand her the Pokeball. I'm like, I just caught this Pokemon today.
And she says, that's very great. All right. So
in a not condescending tone at all. Oh, good for you, sweetie.
Adult man, I just caught this one today.
Dude, I just caught this one today. Oh, wow. Are you like four? Like, what are we.
Obviously, the Schmidt pack, right?
No.
There we go.
No. You don't like that? Can we go with Schmidt pack for a little bit? And then somebody said Quacko Paco, and we were like, oh, actually, we're the Quacko Paco.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure.
I think it's Quacko does something really cool. It's like, why are we the Schmidt pack? We should be the Quacko pack because Paco is awesome. Like, I think Quacko got a crit on something.
Yeah.
I think it was during the Tortle fight.
Was it the Tortle fight or probably?
A little bit of time to go check.
So that's the first combat.
Pokemon are all healed.
Right, major combat.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Yeah, first boss.
Nope,
witch, the witch. The witch. Go to the witch. The witch.
There's a couple trainers who are in the Pokemon Center. They're a bit younger than you are. They seem like they're teens, but they're like 13. And they hear Schmidt murmuring, "The witch. No, 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 no." And one of the kids is like, "I know, right? She's so spooky." And then the other kid speaks over. It's like, "Come on, have you seen
her? Spooky.
She's just a little baby. People are mean to her for no
reason." She's so spooky.
Right.
People are mean to her for no reason.
Yeah, you gotta let some little kid like be braver than you.
I mean,
damn,
that's an awesome Schmidt poke. I think that's like a very, very effective way to do it.
I don't mess with no witch.
And then Schmidt becomes incredibly injured, saving a kid. Gosh, so much good stuff happening. Honestly,
looks at Schmidt and says, "Are you Schmidt?"
Schmidt, terrified. He's like, "How do you know my name?"
I heard you spouting some nonsense to the nurse when you were turning your Pokemon. Are you? You're the Schmidt of the Schmidt pack.
Yes, yes, I am.
And he just laughs. He just turns around. And
damn.
Those children are laughing at you.
Yeah, you're gonna really let that kid laugh at you?
Damn. That's fucked up.
Leader of the Mighty Schmidt.
Unlike children, don't have an ego.
Great response, honestly. Really
sure.
Good.
Yeah, definitely.
Far-fetched cannot get wet because water, like how ducks work, is like water just rolls off them.
So, like, I'd heard this in a YouTube video like the week before.
That's awesome.
And then I walk away dramatically, even though I have nowhere to go.
That's
can we leave
awesome.
You behind and go to the witch's house?
That is awesome. Yeah. I think that's where we'll call it. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Dunsparce and Drampa. If you're enjoying this,
this
series,
is the first
and check
readout,
out
I think, that I did. First outro? Because the last one was just music, I think.
linktr.ee/dunsparce.
We already had our link tree.
We have a link tree set up by this point.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Pokemon D&D podcast on YouTube.
To be fair, I think I had
we
like
held
the
on.
First, yeah, we had like 5 or 6 recordings, I think.
Next Tuesday.
Is this the mermaid towel bit?
Do you have a little mermaid towel?
Are you asking this to
classic
the like IRL?
Oh, okay, I was like very confused. I was like,
yeah, I was in the bedroom. I might not have even had my headset at this point. I might have just been using my microphone.
Yeah, so it was definitely the room. Like you were just.
I was in the bedroom folding laundry while we were playing. Because I was folding laundry in this little mermaid towel that I didn't buy. I was like, what is this?
Pretty funny. That was the first of many outros, and we wouldn't do it for every episode, but for most, for sure. What'd you guys think? Any reactions that you didn't already make listening to the episode?
Cindy caught so many freaking Pokemon.
Yeah, 2 right away. Really?
Actually,
I forgot that she caught 2 right away.
Yeah.
Pokey has come in clutch. It was that one episode, wasn't it?
Hmm?
Yeah, both Swablu.
Yeah.
And then Cindy caught 2.
And Gimli's nothing, but also flying type gym. He'll be fine.
I think I did a little sketch of the trainers with their new Pokemon back when that happened. Let me try and find it. I probably sent it, but
I don't think Izzy has a name yet.
No, I don't think so. Cookie was right away.
Yeah.
I don't think I asked about Izzy, to be fair.
Mm-hmm. But Izzy's named after our real lizard, Izzy.
It's just a good name for a lizard.
Mm-hmm. Izzy the Lizzie. Yeah.